This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line, the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall. And coach, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And so first question I'm going to ask you is, you got name tags on all them new players that you got so you can get familiar with them? Or are you like Buddy Ryan? Hey, 41, come over here.
Well, so that's a great question. I actually appreciate your awareness on the roster turnover. So what we did during the months of January, February, up until spring practice, our guys' off-season lifting and running shirts on the front, it had like kind of like they're in the military and they're wearing a little badge that says their name on the top left of their shoulder. On the front, it had their name, and on the back, it had their name real big, like on a jersey, so we could know who we're talking to. Now, when we went to spring practice day one yesterday, those shirts were all covered up, so now they're in jerseys with numbers on them, and I had to revert back to some numbers because the names weren't on there. And we got 34 guys going through spring practice right now that were not here until January this year, and so that's unheard of. You know, I don't know if I've ever had this much roster turnover in my entire life. And so that part's been unique, but we have definitely put name tags on the off-season workout shirt so we can know who we were talking to at times.
Coach, you mentioned it, 2 offensive starters returning, 3 to 4 defensive starters returning. I know you used the term change. I mean, how difficult is that just heading into spring with so many new faces?
It's difficult, to say the least. It's a little scary. I'm sitting here going, all right, I don't know that I've ever been around a situation where you look up and you go, all right, we got 5 total returning starters on offense and defense combined. I mean, it's unheard of. And I guess maybe there's other people doing it nowadays, but I've never done it before. And so, you know, you look at center to right tackle, gone. Quarterback, tight end, running back, and all 3 receivers, gone on offense. So you got your left tackle and your left guard back on offense, and that's it. And then defensively, you know, we got 1 more starter returning than the offense, but not exactly loaded. So we've got talented guys. I like the group. I like the ability, but very unproven, very new to this place in a lot of regards, and very fresh and green and trying to figure out who's who and what their strengths and weaknesses are.
Coach, everybody wants to know about the quarterback position because either you got one or you're looking for one. But last year at this time, you might have took a guess maybe Mensah would be that guy. Maybe Mensah was going to be that guy. But now you got 3 guys, and they've all taken a little bit different journey here. Man, I remember T.J. Finley at Ponchatoula High School signs on with LSU, and now I think Tulane would be his fifth team. You got Donovan Leary and then Caden Samanze coming in also. They all different body types and all do things a little differently. So from what you've seen so far, kind of give us a little breakdown of each of those three quarterback prospects.
Yeah, all three very different. You hit the nail on the head. TJ, like you said, I remember TJ in high school. He was at Ponchatoula. Hank Tierney was his high school coach. I was actually coach. I told this story yesterday in the media availability. I was coaching Ole Miss at the time, coaching linebackers, and Hank calls me and he says, "Hey, coach, I got this quarterback down here. I've been running a lot of option wing T type stuff for years, and I need to kind of evolve and develop more in that RPO pass game to maybe cater our offense to the quarterback I have." And credit to Hank for recognizing that at the time. He's a really good football coach for a reason, and he knew he needed to adapt and evolve to fit who he had under center. And so Hank came to visit and study how we were running the offense at the time at Ole Miss, and we were throwing the ball around a lot. We had A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf and Dawson Knox and some of these really good receivers and tight ends catching the ball. And so that's kind of really when my awareness of T.J. developed, was from Hank, and have followed him for years now. I've started at LSU, went to Auburn, started some games there. In 2023, he was the starting quarterback at Texas State and took them to their first bowl game in FBS program history. And we played them. I was at Troy. We played them on the road at Texas State. We beat them, but he gave us a run for our money. The first drive of the game, I think they scored in like five or six plays. And I'm like, man, we didn't even realize this game had started. We were already down 7-0. But we found a way to come back and win that game. So, and then he went to Western Kentucky and became the starter there at the start of the season last year before an injury that ended his year. And, you know, big, tall, good-looking guy, can throw it a mile, you know, has good accuracy, has been in a lot of different systems in college. So he's got, you know, a really good football IQ. There's not much he hasn't seen. You know, there's no substitute for experience, and he's got that. He's played a lot of ball. So really like his experience. He's got 1 year of eligibility. Then you got Donovan Leary. He's Devin Leary's brother. Devin, you know, was at NC State as a starting quarterback and then Kentucky, and now he's on the practice squad with the Baltimore Ravens. Donovan's got a very impressive arm. When you watch him throw, he's got a live arm, but yet has the ability to put touch on his throws too. So really, really intrigued with what he has to bring to the table. And then Caden is kind of an interesting one going back. You know, TJ's all of 6'6", at least. He's a big, tall guy. Donovan, I don't know, 6'2", probably. And then Caden's more like a 6-footer, 5'11 guy. You know, in the vein of, I don't want to put this on him as a player, but, you know, like all much you say, like, hey, Drew Brees wasn't the tallest quarterback, but he was a pretty effective player, obviously. Well, that's kind of what you hope to see from Caden. And Caden's not the tallest guy, doesn't have the biggest stature. From Mission Viejo, California. Went to Ball State out of high school and played for Mike New, who has, you know, was with the Saints and at Tulane for a time. And at the end of the year last year, Mike had been the head coach at Ball State. Mike came down to visit with us for a couple of days, and he knew we were going to be looking for a quarterback. And so he brought Caden up, and we went through the process with Caden. Caden played in four games, a true freshman. And then last year, started every game for Ball State, and he was the MAC Freshman Player of the Year. He threw 25 touchdowns and 10 interceptions last year, and he had a really good year for them there and was the Player of the Year as a freshman in that conference. So, talented kid, has a little bit of moxie instinct and awareness about him. Those are the top three guys that are all new, and no rush on the timeline. We'll go through the process. We may know sooner. We may know later. You know, last year, if you'd asked me after day one of spring practice, we would have probably named a different guy starting quarterback than we ended up naming. And so you don't rush these things. You kind of let them play out.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-hour energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coach, one of the guys you picked up last year, and he had some injuries. We didn't get to see him. I saw him so much at the high school ranks at St. James. Chaz Preston, I think he had the hamstring injury that limited him until a little past the midway point of the season. How is he progressing in that offense, which you need some receivers now?
Yeah, well, obviously we lost Mario and Dante and Yul Keith all to graduation. You know, it was interesting when last January, when Chaz got here, you know, you could tell maybe that he had been through an experience in Alabama where he had maybe lost a little bit of confidence, to be honest. And was trying to find himself again, find his way as a player. And so it took him a little time when he first got here. It took him a little time to stride last offseason. And then as he progressed, unfortunately, early in the summer, he had a hamstring injury that held him back for, you know, almost half of the season. And it was really, you never want to see a guy get hurt, but he was just kind of starting to find himself and build that confidence and so and really hit a stride. Well, injury occurs. We get to about mid-season, and they finally clear him for activity. And when you've been dormant that long, it takes a little time to get back active and moving and sort of restarted, if you will. And he had a big touchdown against Temple. He had a touchdown against Memphis. And this has been a really good offseason for Chaz. You know, sometimes when you're in a room, a position room, that's got, as a guy that's new, you're trying to just figure out where you fit in. Well, when those guys leave, a lot of times you see some guys really step up and grow at a faster rate than maybe they were previously. And I think Chaz falls into that mold right now. Right now I think he's currently growing at a quick rate, and he's been more of a leader. He's been more vocal. He's been more confident because he's more prepared for his opportunities, and we need him to be.
Coach, one of the things last year at this time, I know we had spoken, you had brought up the secondary, well, that, you know, you were going to need some players maybe outside the program, which you got into that second period in the transfer portal. This year, I would think that those areas will be up front, trenchmen, offensive, defensive linemen, because that would seem to be maybe the question mark going into this season.
Wouldn't disagree at all. I think the biggest thing that's different is last year, you know, when I got on the job in December, a year and a half ago almost now, I really told the current staff in place here at Tulane, even the ones that were going to stay and coach with me, I told them, hey, y'all worry about being here for this team for the bowl game against Virginia Tech. Like, I'll handle recruiting. I told the guys that were going to come with me from Troy, hey, coach their bowl game before we worry about getting you down here to Tulane. Like, y'all wrap that up the right way. And so we kind of missed on a lot of that first transfer portal window in December from an acquisition of player standpoint. Well, this year, and then really it affected us most in the secondary and on defense last year. We had five defensive starters in game one versus Southeastern Louisiana last year that arrived here in June last summer. Okay, so it was just a very fast, you know, deal that you're trying to put the defense together. Well, I think our team is much more whole and complete right now is what we're going to look like in the fall than we were a year ago. A year ago this time, we had a lot of guys that we knew we better go find in that second window. We still got some areas we better resolve in the second transfer portal window. We've got to fix some issues, but it's not quite as glaring as it was then.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Hey, we're going to get you back on and after maybe a couple more weeks, and you can really give us some detail. And you'll know the names then. You won't have to go by the name tags anymore.
Hey, I think I got their names now. Now I'm just trying to make sure I know their numbers too. But appreciate y'all having me on. Always good catching up. And y'all come see us, man.
Thanks, Coach.
We'll do it. Thank you, Coach. Coach John Sumrall, the head football coach for the Tulane Green Wave.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.